神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Going to continue talking about how our attitudes affect our relationships.
我要继续的来谈我们的态度会怎么样影响到人的关系。
We talked about some attitudes that really are roadblocks that keeps us from being able to relate to the people we live with and deal with.
之后这样的态度会隔断我们跟我们住在一起或跟我们相处的人的关系。
I'm going to review a few and then I'm going to add a few.
那我要跟你们稍微做一点复习，然后呢，再加一些。
We had talked about the proud attitude.
我们谈到这种骄傲的态度。
Making people think you are better than what they are.
你的态度呢，传送出去一个信息，就是说呢，你比别人好。
Looking down at them.
然后呢，轻视别人。
And we recognize, as we talked last week, that what we need to be is thankful for what we have.
如果你有这种态度的话，要转向，要成为一个感谢、感恩的人。
And then treat people that we meet in restaurants and in stores, clerks and others that we might feel is beneath us, treat them as people that are worth.
然后对待那些你认为好像比较就是比较少一点的人，像在这种餐厅里面呢，或者是路边的人呢，要给他们一个平等的对待。
We talked about the opposite attitude, the one that's insecure.
我们也谈到另外一端，就是相反的，就是那种没有安全感的态度。
The very fearful, the timid person.
很畏缩，很自己觉得很卑微的人。
They won't step out to take risks.
他们呢，都不敢踏出去。
The people that cannot look at others when they talk to them.
这样的人没有办法正视的别人。
Who seem to really close up when they should be able to open up and converse with others.
他们心里面不敢敞开，没有办法来敞开的面对别人。
And we spoke about how they need to begin to look at people when they talk and try very hard to get over some of these traits.
我们也谈到这样的人的话，需要正视的来看别人，跟他们说话。然后可以克服这些里面的胆怯。
We talked about the moody individual.
我们也谈到情绪化的人。
You know, that's the person that when you meet them, you never know how they're going to be.
这个情绪化的人呢，你一面对的时候呢，你从来抓不住到底下一次等一下他会怎么样。
One time they're very talkative, they're very, they communicate with you. The next time you meet them, they don't even want to speak to you.
有时候非常的健谈，跟你谈得很好，可是有时候呢，都不讲话。
These are the immature people.
这是一个不成熟的一种人。
The ones that actually need to grow up.
那这样的人需要成长，长大。
They say, but this is how I feel.
或许你说这是我的感受啊。
But we cannot show our feelings to others like that.
但是你不能常常把你的感受这样子就很真实的就放到别人身上。
So again, we begin to work on that attitude.
所以这样的态度我们也要改变。
Then we ended up with the one that was a perfectionist.
最后我们谈到的是完美主义的态度。
That they look for perfection in themselves and in everyone.
他们不但自己要求完美，也要求别人跟他们一样。
They are a problem to themselves and to those that are around them.
所以这样的人呢，跟自己过不去，也是别人的问题。
When they're relating to people, it's with critical feelings.
每一次跟人家在一起，总是一种批判的一种感觉。
These people don't come up to their standard.
因为别人呢，没有符合他们的理想。
They want 100%.
他们总是要100分。
Because that's what they aim for.
因为他们的理想就是目标就是100分。
They don't realize that everyone is not the same.
他们没有想到说不是每一个人都一样的。
And everyone doesn't doesn't feel like they have to meet 100%.
而且别人也不一定要来符合他的100分。
They're not pleasing that compulsion in them.
因为别人不一定会喜欢那100分。
So we learned that the perfectionist has to understand that they do not have to make 100%, that we can make 80 and 90% and still have our self-worth.
完美主义的人需要知道，即使一个人没有得到100分，80也好，90也好，仍然是自我有价值的。
And then they must not judge others by themselves.
而且呢，这样的人千万不要用自己的标准来评判别人。
Now I want to talk about another attitude that comes across to people.
那另外一种会传送出讯息的一种态度。
It's the overly sensitive person.
那就是太敏感的人。
That one that you have to be very careful with.
这样的人你就会非常的谨慎的面对他们。
They're always taking everything personal.
因为呢什么呢都他都会有那种对自己的敏感度。
Anything that people say, they take it to heart and feel they mean it against them.
别人说一句话他就认为都是在反对他在抵挡他。
You may have an overly sensitive child.
或许你有一个很这种很敏感的孩子。
And what may not bother the other children will come very hard on this one.
那对于一件事情呢，同样一件事情呢，对别的孩子没有怎么样的感受，对他可是有伤害。
Overly sensitive persons are always taking care of the wounds that they get to their heart.
这个敏感的人呢，总是呢很容易受伤害，而且呢把它深深的存在心里面。
People make a lot of fun of them.
别人也会取笑他们。
They say they can't take anything.
他们会觉得说他们很脆弱的。
They really don't want to be around them very much.
这样的话，别人不太喜欢跟敏感的人在一起。
Because you have to be so very careful what you do and say around that person.
因为跟过分敏感人在一起的时候呢，你需要很小心的说话或者是做事情。
Now, an overly sensitive person has to really work hard at this.
在这个过分敏感的人的这样的一个态度上呢，你一定要很用心的来克服。
Actually,they have to realize that they're not that important.
首先呢，你要知道说呢，我这个事情呢，伤我这事情呢，事实上不重要的。
People don't really have a lot of deep thoughts about others.
不要以为呢，别人都是常常深深的在想你。
And most of the time, unless the person is a critical person, people is not aiming at you as a person.
除非你碰到是一个很特别的一种批评人的人，不然的话，不要以为别人说的话都在说你。
So you must keep this in mind.
好好的把它放在心上，这样的想法。
And be able to develop within yourself the ability to say, they didn't mean me.
所以常常告诉自己说呢，他们的意思不是这样子的。
This was nothing that was really personal.
不是在针对我讲的。
I know what these feelings are.
这种感受我也体验过。
There was a period in my life when I was very sensitive too.
在我的生命的某一个过程当中呢，我也是很敏感的。
And people that are like that really suffer.
你知道吗？敏感的人呢，很容易受苦。
But when you can learn that actually they don't really mean it to you, it helps.
如果你真的知道，而且呢，你学习到说他们的说话的这个意思呢不是我想的这样的话那对你就有帮助了。
Sometimes it comes from when a child is very young and it seems like they have a bit of insecurity, but the fact is that everything bothers them and they don't know how to overcome it.
有时候一个孩子小时候呢他们里面有一种不安全感然后不晓该怎么去克服这些害怕的事情。
The overly sensitive child, maybe that child that's always crying over everything.
所以呢，这样的一个过分敏感的孩子呢，在这种情况下面，就会什么都会很想哭。
You know that child that people say, well, why don't you stop that child? She cries over everything.
有时候呢，有人说，为什么那个孩子不把让他停下来，总是哭呢？
This should be a sign to you.
那这是一个记号。
You need to deal with this with your child.
意思是说呢，这个孩子是一个过分敏感的孩子。
Help them to overcome the sensitivity.
你必须要帮助他们克服这种过敏。
Because if they don't, it's going to be very painful in the future.
不然的话，长大后是对他们是很大的一个困扰。
You see, those children might be very possessive children.
这种孩子可能是一个占有欲很强的孩子。
Who becomes very possessive adults.
啊，以后呢，长大后也会变成一个占有欲很强的大人。
And in their possessiveness, anything the person they possess may hurt them.
那对于他们那种占有欲很强呢，当他们占有的时候呢，这些占有的人或物很容易伤害他们。
I trust that if you're overly sensitive, that you begin to recognize that you need help.And you need to work at it.
如果你是那个过分敏感的人的话，那么我希望呢，你真的是能够改善来啊帮助你自己。
Then we have the opposite of that, which is the insensitive person.
那另外刚好是另外一个极端，就是呢不敏感的人。
That's the person that doesn't care about anybody's feelings.
那这样的人呢，根本不管别人的感受。
They'll say things that will hurt people.
他们说话伤害别人。
Sometimes I think it's because they're hurting inside.
因为有时候里面有一些受伤害的地方。
It has been said that hurting people hurts others.
就像我们常说的，被伤害的人容易伤害人。
So when you meet that insensitive person whose attitude is one that they don't care, they're just quick to tell you what they think.
那么这种不敏感的人呢，他们就是很快的就讲他们想要讲的话。
They'll say, I'm just an honest person.
他说呢，我只是很诚实啊。
I'm just an open person. I tell you what I think.
我是一个很直的人啊，我想到什么就说什么。
No one has the right to hurt others.
没有一个人有权利去啊伤害别人。
We are not gods. We are not those who are stronger than others that we feel that we can tread on other people. No, my friend.
不要以为自己就像神一样可以去怎么样对待人就对待人。
And this is why many times an insensitive person finds themselves alone and very lonely.
这样的一个不敏感的人呢，有时候就发现自己是很孤单的。
Just today, I spoke to a lady that was 88 years old.
今天我跟一个88岁的一个老人家讲话。
She looked me in the face.
她看着我。
And she said, I have no friends.Friends.
他跟我说呢，我一个朋友都没有。
Well, I sort of tried to, to talk over that.
那我就很想来安慰他，跟他否认。
Oh, I tried to say, oh, you have friends.
我跟他说，当然你有朋友啊。
No, she said, I don't have any.
他就说呢，我一个都没有。
None at all.
一个都没有。
But then I realized what it was. She was a person that was very critical.
那我就发现说他原来是那种很喜欢批评人的人。
Insensitive to her sister that was standing there, she would say things that would hurt her right in front of others.
他的妹妹在旁边呢，他就这样直言的说一些会伤害他的话。
So you see that attitude of being very insensitive may make you a very lonely person in the end.
所以像这样子不敏感的人呢，会让你自己很孤单的。
Then we have the person who is a negative person.
另外一种就是那种消极性的人。
They see the bad side of everything.
总是对每一件事情呢、事物呢都看得很悲观。
When they hear something, they'll say, "What happened? What happened?"
然后很喜欢知道说到底什么事情发生什么事情了。
Sure that something had gone wrong.
那一定呢认为有什么事情不对了。
They are a depressing people.
他们很容易叫人家沮丧。
They are people that actually are saying no to life.
那常常呢，对于生命呢，就是否定的态度。
They take the little molehills, you know, the little tiny things, and make them great mountains.
他们很容易小题大做。
They're quick to bring fear to their children.
他们很容易把那种害怕的感觉带给孩子们。
They emanate, they give out fear wherever they are.
他们把那种心里面的惧怕呢，都传出去了。
You say, I'm not feeling well. Maybe you have cancer, they say.
有时候呢，你说呢，我今天感觉不太好，他就跟你说呢，你是不是有癌症呢？
This attitude is one that surely will not make you popular.
那这样的一种态度呢，不会让你太有名气的。
Actually, they do it very unconsciously.
有时候呢，自己这样呢是不知觉的。
Because they built this into their life.
因为呢，在生命里面已经建造这样的态度。
But now my...Friend that is negative, it's time to learn how to be happy.
如果你是那个消极的人的话，现在就要学习怎么样做一个快乐的人。
It's time to begin to look on the good side.
开始要看好的一面。
Yes, it may happen that way, but you know it may come out for good, you say.
你说呢，或许现在这样子以后会更好的。
These are some of the things that we can do to help these roadblocks, these things that hinder us from having good relationships with others.
这些可以帮助我们来移开那些阻碍、障碍或栅栏啊，跟人的关系可以帮助我们。
Now I want to talk to you about some attitudes that are good attitudes.
另外，我要谈的是好的态度。
Attitudes that will free you.
是可以让你觉得很释怀、很自由的。
And make you a person that others can really relate to.
让你呢，跟人的相处会非常的好。
We need an attitude of a person that has been forgiven.
那么，如果你是一个愿意原谅人的人，就是一个很好的态度。
You say, what do you mean by that?
什么意思呢?
There's a lot of guilt in the hearts of people.
那很多人的心里面呢，有很多的罪恶感。
A lot of baggage that we carry along with us.
我们呢，背负太多的一些重担。
And this is what makes us hurt other people.
那这些呢，都会让我们去伤害别人。
And so if we can bring this out in the open and have it forgiven,
如果你是一个愿意敞开自己的心，然后能够被原谅的人的话。
This is what Jesus Christ does.
这就是耶稣在做的。
He can take some of these things that are hard in our life and that has hurt us and that we've hurt others and things that we have done, and he can make them right.
他可以帮助我们医治我们里面那些伤害，然后呢，原谅我们。
A forgiven person is a happy person.
一个被原谅的人是一个快乐的人。
A person who feels free.
他会觉得很自由。
And of course, this attitude goes over to others.
那这种态度呢，也会影响到别人。
Then I want to talk to you about another attitude.
另外一种。
Be confident in who you are.
对于你这个人要有一种自信。
You see, the things that we have and what we do and where we come from is not truly what our confidence is.
你的背景从哪里来，怎么样的长大，这些都不是你自信的一些啊，你的资料。
A confident person is not a fearful person. Oh, there. Oh, Dorothy, I can't do it. Has constant self-doubts about yourself.
一个有自信心的人，他不会常常怀疑自己。
A confident person is one that just accepts who we are.
一个有自信的人就是接受自己就是这样的人。
And goes on to do what we feel we should.
然后呢，继续的做我们该做的。
A confident person radiates this from their life.
一个自信的人呢，他们会释放出他们的自信。
They're a person that you can tell not because they're proud, but because they're just have that efficiency and confidence in what they're doing.
这样的人并不是骄傲，而是他们很有自信，有一种信心啊，他们做什么，他们都有一种肯定。
Now, confidence comes from the inside.
自信是从里面出来的。
It means that we are at peace with ourselves.
意思是说呢，我们对自己有一种平安。
Some people will put on a face to act like they're confident.But inside, they're not.
很多人呢，在表面上表现出他们是有自信，可是心里面事实上是没有的。
As I have been a Christian, I have found out that my confidence is in Jesus.
自从我信耶稣以来呢，我的自信就在耶稣里面啊，这样来建立起来。
He told us that we can do all things through Him.
因为他告诉我们。借着他，我们可以完成所有的事情。
So many times that confidence then comes from the basic feeling of inside of knowing that all is well.
那真正的自信是从里面有一种肯定，知道说呢，一切都会好的。
Now another attitude that is so helpful is that when we are a person that you can respect.
另外一种很好的态度就是呢，你可以尊重人。
There's something about that person that when people meet them and deal with them and work with them, their respect for that person goes up and up and up.
这样的人，当别人跟他们工作在一起、生活在一起的时候呢，事实上他是在好像在建造别人一样。
That means that we live a life that is worthwhile.
那这样的一种生活一种生命呢是很有价值的
That in a sense we earn the respect of people
那这样的话我们也会取得别人的这种尊重
I knew a young woman who was a teacher who really felt very, very bad because she felt like she didn't have the respect of her children.
我认识一个这样的一个老师呢，他的感受很不好，因为他觉得他好像从来不受学生的尊敬。
We told her you have to earn that respect.
记得要啊。别人来尊重你的话，是需要你去取得，需要赚得的。
Today, the world says that we can do anything at all. It doesn't matter.
这个世界在告诉我们一个讯息，是说呢，你不管你做什么都没有关系。
They tell us today that you can don't have to marry. You can have as many partners as you want.
这个时代会告诉你说呢，你不用结婚，但是你可以有好几个伴侣。
They used to call it prostitution.
那以前呢，称这个叫做淫乱或者是妓女。
Today in the minds of people, it's legalized.
但是在今天的时代的标准呢，这个确实好像是合理的。
And we have sort of blinded ourselves.
我们就这样子来欺骗自己。
But let me tell you, my friends, people are not blind.
我告诉你，世上人不是盲目的。
This makes you to lose respect for yourself.And others lose respect for you.
这样的话，你等于是没有自己尊重自己，同时呢，别人也没有办法来尊重你。
You see, we earn our respect.
我们要人家尊敬我们，事实上我们要取得人家的尊敬。
And it begins inside of us.
那这个要从里面出来。
A lot of things that people do today really inside does not make them feel like a respectable person.
很多人呢，他们外面的外表的样子呢，事实上跟里面不一样，里面所表现出来的不是值得人家尊敬的。
People laugh at that today.
这样的话，别人会取笑
的。It doesn't matter what we do.
好像不管做什么都可以。
Life is to enjoy.
好像这个生活，生命呢，就是好像一个啊，只是一个娱乐而已。
But it does matter.
但是是很重要的。
When you can be a person that can respect yourself,
如果你是一个尊敬自己的人
，what you do, what you say, how you are,
不管你说什么，不管你做什么，或者是你这么样的一个人，你都尊敬自己的话
，then you're a person that others will respect.
那这样的话，别人也会尊敬你。
You see, no matter what you do, if you go against right and what is right, and do that which is wrong.You are not going to feel good about it. A person who is honest in business has the satisfaction of knowing he is an honest person.
当一个人做对的时候就是对，他如果做错，心里面不会觉得好过的。所以如果是一个生意的人，那么他必须要是一个诚实的人。
A person who lives a clean life morally has the inner satisfaction of knowing that they live a clean life.
如果一个人生活得很纯洁的话，啊，没有什么样的邪恶的话，那么他心里面的感觉就是清洁的。
A person who is doing their best to live a Christian life is a person that knows they are pleasing God.
一个基督徒他们生活着，那他们有这种原则的生活呢，他们就知道他们是讨神喜欢的。
So when we are able to respect ourselves, others will respect us.
所以自己敬重自己的人，人们就会敬重我们。
Let's look at another attitude that we should bring out in our life.
另外一种应该要显示出来的态度就是
Be a personthat goes on beyond what they expect of you.
那就是要跨越超越自己原来有的，也就是说要能够要有那种进取感。
Today it seems like many times people feel, well, if I can get away with something or if I do just what I have to, that's enough.
这个时代很多人就是所谓的投机取巧，我只要这样做能够掩饰过去就好了。
But I know you've met a person who, well, they'll go beyond their duties.
但是你也看过有一些人呢，他们尽其所能的来超过自己能做的。
And many times those are the people that get ahead.
那这样的人呢，他们一定会有出息的。
Have you ever watched a little toddler when they were trying to get up and reach something?
有没有看过小朋友呢，他们不够高，可是他们想要垫起脚来拿东西。
They would start climbing.
他们会想办法爬上去。
And every little foothold they would try to get hold of.
那只要他们脚能够跨到地方，他们想办法爬上去。
And they're stretching themselves.
他们就伸展自己。
Until finally with their little fingertips they grasp hold of it.
到最后用着他们的那个小脚跟呢就这样子蹬上去了。
See, they've gone beyond.
他们超过他们能做的。
And what a wonderful attitude that people can know that you're a person that not only will do what is expected of you, but if it's needed, you'll go beyond that.
如果你可以有这种态度知道说我自己或许只能做到这样子但是呢我还是可以再发挥多一点超过我能做的。
Don't live just trying to get along, but live to exceed.
不要总是安于现状就停在那里不求进取。
Maybe at times you feel like, I don't want to be like that.
或许呢你到个地步你说呢我才不要这样子。
I'm just glad to get by.
我呢就只能够过去就好了。
But life is more than just getting by.
你知道吗生命不是只有说这样就好了。
And so as people see in us that kind of a person that's willing to hold on, endure, and go further.
如果你是那个流露出一种态度别人看到你是那个坚韧坚持而且呢你愿意更努力的话那是很好的态度。
Another one that I want to speak to you about is being a special person.
另外一种就是成为一个特别的人。
I guess all of us really want to be special.
每一个人都想要成为很特别的人，对不对？
Many of you have great ambitions.
很多人呢，有很大的这种雄心。
But as years slip by, you just don't seem to be able to meet them.
但是日复一日发现呢，好像自己达不到。
Being a special person is not being a talented person or a great person.
所谓成为一个特别的人不一定是一个很伟大或者是呢有什么很大的才干的人。
Being a special person is being yourself who cares not for yourself, but for others.
要成为一个特别的人就是呢不要只有顾自己要去顾到别人。
In other words, I mean you're not putting it on, but you really care about others.Others.
我的意思不是去做去装作而是你真的从心里面去关心别人。
I have met some wonderful people.
我曾经遇过很多很棒的人。
Oh no, they weren't rich.
他们不是有钱。
They weren't famous.
他们也不是有名。
They were just special.
他们很特别。
It seemed like their life was lived for the fact that they wanted to bring joy to God.And to others.
他们的生命他们的生活就是为了要让神高兴要让人得到益处。
You see, there's something about knowing God's love in your life that makes you a person that loves others.
当你认识神的爱接受神的爱之后呢你也会一样的想要那种爱来爱人。
I don't know what kind of attitudes that people are seeing in you.
我不晓得别人看你的时候怎么样看你的。
As we have gone over these, maybe some of these attitudes are what you need to work on.
那当我们谈过这些之后呢，是不是有一些态度你要改进的？
But whatever it is, be a blessing.
不管怎么样，成为别人的福气。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供由金卢牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。